The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. Therefore, let us be silent and be humble before God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you now that we can come to this place to worship you, to learn of you, to give you honor and to give you glory. We pray, Lord, that as we are now here, we pray you send us our Holy Spirit. May your Spirit be in this place. Engulf each and every one so that their heart and their soul may receive what we have to bring this message this morning, Lord. So grant your Spirit be with us. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Okay, last Sunday, as we had our elders meeting, it was determined that I would be up here today. And as we were leaving the parking lot, I told Carol, I said, well, I have to give the message Sunday. And she said, what are you going to talk about? I said, I don't know. She said, well, I'd like to hear something about grace. About grace. So grace it is. If you don't like what I got to say, blame her. Okay. We hear it a lot. We use it a lot. 125 times it's mentioned in the Bible. It has 10 definitions, according to the dictionary, and it is a noun, a thing. It's something, grace. Paul uses it in his letters to the seven churches as a greeting. He says, grace be to you from God. John uses it at the end of the Bible. He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. That's the end of the Bible. Now, do we really know what grace really means? How it impacts our lives? We hear it so often, but do we ever think about it, what it really means? Okay, grace defined. It says goodwill, favor, mercy, clemency, the unlimited love and favor of God towards man, divine influence acting in man to make him pure and morally strong. Okay, we come to church. Why? Why did you come to church this morning? Well, we can give many reasons, really. One of them would be for fellowship. One of them would be for our concerns, or we have a special situation, or someone has a special situation, and we want prayer for them. We want to pray about it. We come here to learn how to live. We learn about condemnation. We learn our terrible state. We learn how to find salvation. And we come here to praise God, the Creator. We learn that we are saved by grace and not of good works. Ephesians 2:5 and 2:8. Okay, we're saved by grace, but not of works. You know, many churches or many religions believe that works, we have to have works, that works get us to heaven. Okay, what are works? what are works that we could do that would maybe get us to heaven? Okay, let's say helping the poor, strict adherence to certain rules in the church or whatever, giving money to different organizations or different causes, eating and drinking only certain foods, giving sacrifices. You know, some religions require that parents sacrifice their child. That's some religions. Or maybe it's for praying 5 times a day. That's what the Muslims want or need. Or maybe being a leader in the church. Or maybe playing the organ. Those are works. Now in Isaiah 64:6, if we get that up. Okay. It means that all these things that we do, the good works or whatever we call them, as far as God's concerned, they count as filthy rags. Filthy rags towards our salvation. So when we do them, we only do them because we feel we want to, not because we have to. Well then, what about our salvation? The Bible tells us God loves us. He loves us no matter what we do or did. But he loves us. He gives us grace. Remember, grace, a noun, a thing. What are 3 things that God gives us? Can anybody tell me?
Love.
What's that?
Love.
I still don't understand it.
Love.
He gives us love.
Mercy.
Mercy. He gives us the Word. He gives us the Bible. In it, the Bible tells us who he is, what he has done, what he does, what he has promised, all those things. The Bible, we learn about God. Okay, what's another thing that he gives us?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Through whom?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He gives us Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, he says he gave his only begotten Son that we might have life. That's grace. He gives us grace. That's the thing. God gives us Jesus. He is a being. He's a thing. He gave him to us so that we might have life. Okay, what's the last thing? Or what's the other thing he gives us?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yes. The Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. He guides us. He directs us. So God gives us 3 basic things, the Word, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Acts 10:44, have we got that? It says the Holy Spirit came on all who heard. So if we have the Word, and we hear, the Holy Spirit will come upon us. That's what we have when we have grace. Now let's think about one other thing. Gracious. Gracious, that is another word that comes from grace, but it's used differently. It's an adjective. And we use it kind of loosely. We say, God be gracious unto you. Or we say, they were gracious and gave this or did that. Webster says that there are five definitions, and one of them is showing kindness, courtesy, charm, being merciful, and being compassionate. In Numbers 6:25, it says, the Lord shine upon you and be gracious to you. In other words, God is giving us something. He's being gracious to us. He's being gracious to us and gives us grace. Gives us the three things we talked about. So, is this the end of the story? What about our salvation? We study the Word, we find out that we're all sinners, we find out that unless we can be redeemed from that sin, our destiny is to be going to hell, which we don't hear much about anymore. In fact, I haven't heard one on hell for a long time. But it is a fact. It is a place. And that is where if we don't have salvation, that is where our soul will end up. As do people that do not accept Christ. Their soul will end up in hell. Okay, what did grace give us? Three things. God's Word, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, does that save me then? I have the Word, I know about Jesus, I know about the Holy Spirit. That's grace. Does that save me? You're shaking your head, no. That's right. 2 Timothy 3:15, it says, salvation by grace through faith in Christ. In Joel 2:32, in Romans 10:13, it says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Well, I know people that, or heard of people that got into a very difficult situation, and they say, Lord, save me. Or God, save me. Or God, help me. What does God say about that? He said, well, I don't find your name in the book of life. Sorry. That does not save us. Jesus said in John 14:6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to have Jesus to get to the Father. Here we have the Father. Here we have mankind. And we have sin in the middle. We cannot communicate. Pick up a phone, the line's dead. There's no communication. But we ask Jesus into our heart, into our life. He is our advocate. He is like an attorney at a civil trial, pleading our case. He's saying, yes, Steve accepted Christ. Welcome in. Yes, Gaylord accepted Christ. Welcome in. If we accept Christ as our Savior, Jesus says, I stand at the door to your heart and knock. If you open the door and let me in, I will come in and sup with you. I will commune with you. And that's what God wants. That's what Christ wants. He wants us to be in a relationship with him. Not once when we accept him as our Savior, but all through our life, through our daily living, we're supposed to walk with Christ, talk with Christ, talk with Christ like you would talk with your spouse or a friend or anyone else. It's a relationship that we have. And that's what Christ wants. He wants a relationship with us. Once we have established that relationship, our name goes into the book of life. When God sees that, he said, oh yeah, here you are. Welcome. Welcome in. In 2 Timothy 3:15, can we get that up? Okay, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is Christ Jesus. This was Paul writing to Timothy, and this is what he told him, that from small on up, he learned of this, and that it's through faith. Through faith, we accepted the gift or grace that God gave us. We accepted that gift, and it's through faith that we believe and accept and find salvation. Okay, let's look at Revelation 3:19-20. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Okay, then in Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. So this is the story. This is the story of grace. God gives it if we accept it and act upon it. We will find salvation and find a heavenly home. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we've talked about your grace and how graciously you gave it to us, that this grace, that we might think about it, the things that is in grace, your word, your son, your Holy Spirit. We pray, O Lord, as we think about these things, that your Spirit might go with us to lead us, to guide us, and to direct us through all our days. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.